All of these little Mother's Day centerpieces just turned out adorable. How did you make all these flowers look so real?
Well, it is amazing what you can do with reclaimed dryer lint and starch toilet paper.
I had to ask.
As chairwoman of the Mother's Day banquet, I want everything to be perfect.
Yeah, it's nice to do something for all those mothers who got no place else to go.
Well, why don't you join us this year?
Are you nuts? I ain't hanging out with those losers.
Y'all. Miss Harper, do you know where my old checker's apron went? I have to fill in for one of my girls on Sunday.
Sunday? Shoot, I wouldn't work on Mother's Day for all the money in the world. It's the one day of the year your family appreciates you, whether they want to or not.
Well, my man appreciates me all year round.
I'm not talking about smut here. I'm talking about the sacred love between a mother and her child.
Well, I certainly treasure my mother. And she says next to her vaporizer, I'm the most important thing in her life.
There you go.
Well, I can't wait until Sweet Pea is big enough to celebrate Mother's Day with me.
Oh, well, you don't have to wait, Naomi. Shoot, when my kids were little, Carl treated me like a queen on Mother's Day.
What'd he do for you once they got older?
Oh, he forgot all about his queen. He just stayed in the bathroom on his throne.
Hey, everybody, I got the best news.
What? Don't tell me a puppy followed you home again, because you cannot keep it.
Nope. It's not that. You know that giveaway promotion over at the mall?
Yeah.
Well, I won. I won!
Oh, son, you won? The first prize, the minivan?
No, the 10th prize. I have won a Mother's Day dinner for two at that new Moroccan restaurant on the mall.
You mean Abdul's Garden of Eaton?
Well, what do you do?
Honey, that's the most expensive restaurant in town.
Oh, the Penny Saver says it's a sumptuous 8-course feast with figs and couscous and a bunch of other stuff that Omar Sharif eats.
I think it sounds dreamy. I'm going to cancel my plan to work on Sunday. Morocco, here we come.
Hold it, Toots. Don't book your flying carpet yet. You have not been invited.
What are you talking about? My husband won the tickets. Who else is he going to invite?
Me! It's a Mother's Day dinner. When it's Bimbo's Day, you can go.
As I have you know, I am practically a mother myself. And didn't you just tell me that a husband ought to treat his wife really nice on Mother's Day when the kids are little?
Not that little!
Now, maybe Vic could take both of you.
The hell you say!
Oh, not at those prices. Besides, I spent all my money on raffle tickets.
Well, then I guess you have a decision to make, Vinton.
That's right. Which one of us are you taking, son?
Well, Skeeter, would... Mama, would you... Do I have to?
You certainly do.
You make up your mind right now.
Now, ladies, just calm down now. I think there is a simple solution to this problem. But... in order to avoid hurting anybody's feelings, I will be referring to you as Mother A and you as Mother B.
How come she gets to be Mother A?
Because I was here first.
Well, I don't care. I'm first in his part.
Well, we're going to find that out right now, aren't we, son?
Oh, boy, now I lost my train of thought.
Getting that train never left the station.
May I intervene? I believe I know a way to save Vint from making this difficult decision.
Oh, now you're talking, Iola. What is it?
Well, it requires a small sacrifice from either Mother B or Mother A.
I ain't liking the sound of this one.
Go ahead, Iola. Spill it.
Very well. Mother B, consider Mother A. in the glory of her golden years. Don't you agree that age has its privileges?
You said it, Iola.
Mother A, look at Mother B. Surely a woman in the family way deserves special treatment.
Way to go, Iola.
Just what the hell are you driving at, Effley Boylan?
Isn't it obvious? One of you must make a gracious gesture and step aside. What do you say, ladies?
I think you ought to get out of my house before I give you a gracious gesture.
Well, fine. I was just trying to help.
Oh, forget it, Iola. What do you know about motherhood anyway?
Oh, and I suppose 12 years of raising hamsters counts for nothing.
All right, Vinton. Go ahead and make your decision.
Well, I don't wanna.
Well, you have got to. Be a man for once in your life.
Yeah, which one of us gets the dream dinner at Abdul's?
Okay. You want an answer? You got an answer. This is it. Nobody is going!
Hey, Uncle Vint.
Hey, Bubba. How was your date with Terry?
Oh, it was great. We saw this really romantic movie, Bloodbath on Oak Street.
That's romantic?
Well, yeah. Terry was so scared, she wouldn't let go of me all night.
Well, you sure got away with women. I wish I did.
Grandma and Aunt Naomi still not talking to you, huh?
Well, Naomi did say one thing to me last night. She said, "You are sleeping on the couch, Mama's boy."
Well, look at the bright side. Mother's Day only comes once a year.
Somebody's big, strong shoulders are all knotted up.
Probably from sleeping on that lumpy old couch.
Well, you don't have to do that anymore, honey. Why don't you come on downstairs and sleep with me?
You mean it?
Yeah, I'll light a stick of our passion flower incense.
Ooh.
Put on the Julio Iglesias tape.
Ooh.
And put a red bulb in the nightlight.
Ooh. I got my speeder back.
Yeah. Oh, baby, we are going to have so much fun tonight. And tomorrow, too.
Yeah. Tomorrow?
Yeah. When we have our Mother's Day dinner at Abdul's Garden of Eden.
What about Mama?
Oh, never mind about her. I got a plan.
Oh, no, honey, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Let me go downstairs and heat up the musk massage oil.
I'll be right down.
Oh, there's my boy.
Mama, what are you doing up?
Well, a mother knows when her baby is hungry. How would you like a nice hot cup of cocoa to go with that sandwich?
No, I got to get downstairs. Cocoa?
I'll make it with these little tiny marshmallows you love so much.
Marshmallows. I got time for one cup.
You never could say no to my cocoa. You know, I wonder if Moroccans like cocoa.
Gee, I wouldn't know.
Well, no matter. I guess we'll find out tomorrow at Abdul's.
Abdul's Garden of Eden?
Well, I'm not talking about Abdul's House of Pancakes.
Mama, we can't go. We just can't go.
Oh, now, Benton. Don't you worry about that wife of yours. She'll never suspect a thing.
Don't tell me you got a plan.
Do you think I would let your wife destroy our Mother's Day? Of course I got a plan.
Well, I don't think this is going to work out.
Well, Benton, you and I have spent every single Mother's Day together since you were a little babe in my arms. Don't you remember when you were 7 years old and you gave me that bouquet of weeds that I was allergic to? I blew up like a balloon. Your daddy had to rush me to the emergency hospital. I kept those weeds clutched to my bosom even as they were wheeling me into intensive care. Because they were from my little baby boy.
I don't remember that.
Well, I kept it from you. I thought it was best.
Well, I had no idea.
That's why I thought that you would want to keep our Mother's Day tradition alive. But you don't want to. I will understand. I always have.
Oh, Mama.
How many marshmallows you want, darling?
Is the coast clear?
I guess so. Gee, honey, I don't know about this.
Everything is going according to plan. Your mama thinks that I have to go down to work at Food Circus, so now all I have to do is put my dress in the car, drive over to Luann's, change my clothes, and then I can meet my favorite chic for the Mother's Day dinner of our dreams.
But, Skeeter, what about...
Not mom? Another word. Now, I'm going to go put these things in the car and come right back. I want her to see me leave.
Oh, good. Sweetie, I caught you alone. Now, listen. I told Naomi that I'm going to go to the Mother's Day banquet at the church, and I think it's best if you and I go in separate cars. That way she won't suspect.
Mama, there's something I think I ought to tell you.
Why don't you wait and tell me at the restaurant? Everything sounds better over couscous.
Oh, work. Guess it's back to the old grind with me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be scooting here pretty quick myself since my son didn't take me anywhere.
Well, at least you get to eat something. All I get to do is work. Bye-bye, Dawn. I better be on my way.
Yeah, me too.
I'll see you after work, Vinton.
I'll see you after church, son.
Everybody gone?
I hope so.
Oh, say, Uncle Vint, if you're not going to be using that prize dinner down at Abdul's, can I take Terry?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bubba. I already gave the coupons to Mama and Naomi.
Oh, you mean you're not going?
Oh, it was only a dinner for two.
And they agreed to go together?
Well, not exactly. Just sort of... happened like that. Of course, there is one hitch.
What's that?
They're both expecting me to show up. Oh, Mama, what am I gonna do?
Welcome to Abdul's Garden of Eden.
It looks more like a cat house, Abdul.
Yes, well, I am not Abdul. I am called Bubba.
Oh, well, what a coincidence. My grandson's name is Bubba. Hi, I'm Thelma Harper.
How nice for you. Do you have a reservation?
Hey, believe me, I got plenty of reservations about this joint, but it is free and I'm here.
Yes, the winner of the raffle. This explains everything. May I show you to your table?
Yes, my son will be here in a minute.
Please, follow me.
Where the hell were you people raised? Use a fork.
Mrs. Harp, eating with the hands is the custom of our country.
Ah, well, that saves you a bundle on a silverware, huh?
Yes. Follow me.
Well, no wonder you got no table manners. You got no tables.
Won't you have a seat?
I thought I was going to eat, not take a nap.
Perhaps if I help a little bit.
Don't touch me there. I'm gonna go right over here, Bubba. Just help me here. I'm gonna sit this way. There we go. Well, I just love this elegant dining.
Excuse the hands.
Oh, well. Well, I wouldn't give for a Barca lounger right about now. Oh, well, I can't drink all of that.
It is for the washing of the hands.
Oh, well, you go on ahead, Bubba. I already washed at home.
I will send your son to you when he arrives.
Yes, thank you so much. Menu over here, please. You know, this is a restaurant. Aren't you supposed to be wearing a hairnet? Or they'll do anything in this place to keep your mind off the food.
Oh, no, Naomi.
Look, I love your turban.
Hold it, hold it. I'd recognize those support hose any place. Miss Harper, what are you doing here?
Well, I could ask you the same question. Aren't you supposed to be at work?
Aren't you supposed to be in church?
Oh, I see that you two ladies know each other. How nice. Won't you have a...
With pleasure.
Oh. Ah, yes, you are with child. May I be of assistance?
Oh, thank you.
What is that? You know, if you can't handle the customs in this place, you ought not to come.
I'm here at the invitation of my husband.
Well, I'm here at the invitation of my son.
Ah, ladies, I am sure when they both arrive, all will become clear.
Butt out, Bubba.
Papa, Papa.
How dare you follow me here?
How the hell can I follow you when I was here first?
I don't care who was here first. You're crashing our party.
Your party, my Aunt Fanny. This is for me and my son.
I am not going to let you ruin my very first Mother's Day.
Well, why the hell not? You ruin every day of my life. Well, you go bump that belly somewhere else. I'll tell you nothing's wrong. You're stuck in this hellhole together, Missy.
May I help you, sir?
Yeah, would you take this note over to the ladies at the Harper table?
Yes. Would you not like to bring it yourself?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You are very wise.
Constant harassment. We never get a moment's privacy.
Oh, is that so? Well, how'd you get the bun in your oven?
A thousand pardons, ladies, but I have a note here for a Mrs. Harper.
That is me.
Oh, it's from Vinton. Dear Mama and Naomi.
You notice who got first billing there.
I guess you know by now that I'm not there. Well, here is the reason. You've got the reason. What is it?
How could I choose between the two most important people in my life? I couldn't, so I stayed home. And even though I couldn't afford that fancy meal, I am the richest man in the world because I have two mothers to love. Vinton.
Well, that is just beautiful.
To think he gave up his fancy meal just to make us happy. Hey, you know what? I've got a great idea.
What?
Hey, Bubba!
Hey, do you think that we could get the 8 courses to go?
Well, it is against policy, but... Yes. Yes.
What a great idea, Miss Harper. That's a perfect solution.
Yeah. Now all we got to do is figure out how to get up.
Boy, when they said feast, they weren't just whistling Dixie.
And eating with your hands is so sensual.
Yeah.
Well, I call it messy. I'm going to go get some paper towels.
Boy,
I never had lamb and apricots before.
Isn't that scrumptious? And I thought the Swedish meatballs at the church banquet were the last word.
Well, I don't think I can eat another bite.
Hold on, wait, everybody. There's one more course. Yeah, yeah, da,
da. Go, Grandma, go.
Hey, there's nothing to this belly dancing.
Give me a buck, sailor. Come on. Just call me Florence of Arabia.